Yeah, I'm Jackson. I have zero experience with carpentry.
I studied at a school for historic preservation in Boston and learned about how things were built, you know, 250 years ago.
There's a long way to go. I'm nowhere near the top. Not that I thought I was, but there's so much more to do out there.
All right. Welcome back to the Passion for Craft podcast. Today we're doing something a little different. I think we're going to do a company review of...
More of a product review.
A product review.
Yeah. Ish.
I believe the product is the whole company, though. So
I think so. And we've never, to be fair, we've never used this product.
We've never used this product. Hey, actually, you know, this is just on the spot. Maybe we should order some of the product and
use it. That's not a bad idea.
Smallest
actually.
Quantity. Because then at the end of the day, we can be like, we gave a fair assessment of. You know what we've seen here,
and you kind of know what's going on. Brent has no idea.
Yeah, you let me in because I'm. You know, my reaction to this is not going to be nearly as good. Now I haven't seen the whole video, but we have the trailer for his product, and now so I just want to preface: this was a product that Richard came across about a year ago, and he made a reaction video of it and, you know, just did his thing, his YouTube thing. I think the reason it's come up in the current zeitgeist is because Richard has received, you know, some fun, interactions because of this video,
from the owner of the company,
So let's,
on the edge of my seat,
Look at this video.
And just to be clear too, I don't have anything against this guy.
I'm not mad
or hate him or anything. All that happened was someone sent me this product and said, what do you think about this? And I thought it was goofy.
Yeah.
And, I said what I thought and then here we are. So
yeah, look, what we try and do on this channel, and you know, if you've been here a while, you don't know if this is your first time seeing this, but our goal is to elevate craft in America. I would say, just based on the limited experience I've seen of this is a product that does not elevate craft in America. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. I just gave my honest opinion about this product. And
this is a product review.
Can I see something? Quit talking about it and let's show me what we're talking about.
We're going to take our time.
Sorry.
You see crown molding in some of the most beautiful homes all around the world. Wouldn't it be great to have crown molding to enhance your home? You could hire a professional craftsman and spend thousands to get that classy look you want for your home. Or you could attempt to install it yourself, but you've got to buy the wood and get it home. Measure the wall, try to cut those difficult angles, nail up those awkward boards, hide the nail holes with putty, and caulk the seams. Then prime and paint it. It can take forever. Who's got the time? Who's got the tools? Who's got the patience? Why can't beautiful crown molding be easy and affordable? Well, now it is with the revolutionary Easy Crown Molding, the hottest new home decorating product available today. With the patented Easy Crown Molding, in under an hour, you can make an ordinary room an extraordinary room. Go from plain to dramatic. You can transform a drab, lifeless room into the cozy, elegant space you've always wanted, and at a fraction of the cost of old-fashioned crown molding. Watch this. It doesn't matter where.
In
your house, apartment, or condo. Transforming
anywhere with a ceiling.
As easy and fast as peeling the backing from the special 3M tape. Place the piece and push. Each 54 and a quarter.
That model was carefully chosen.
Miter cut. You'll never need a saw again or struggle making those impossible angled cuts. Look at that perfect seam.
Virtually seamless.
Inside corners are instantly perfect. And those impossible to cut outside corners are as easy as peel, place, and push. And look, your paint job or wallpaper doesn't have to be perfect anymore. Easy Crown Molding hides all the mistakes. Think of all the time and energy you'll save if you don't have to paint perfectly.
Is it paper?
Anymore.
It looked like
easy
it was
crown
flexing.
Is elegant, quick fix. Plus, Easy Crown Molding is great
look
for hiding those unsighted speaker wires.
I've read more on their website. I'd love to speak into that.
Look how they're just pushing over top.
Yeah.
Incredibly durable, ultra lightweight, hard shell polymer, flexible enough to make installation.
He hit that with 2 pounds of pressure.
The only tool you need is an ordinary pair of household scissors. It's just what the name says.
Oh.
Just peel, place, and push.
It is like
inside
paper.
Inside corners, outside corners.
You're cutting it with
and
scissors.
Overlapping sections are virtually seamless. You don't even need to caulk. Look how beautiful it is. It's totally goof-proof. You can do an average size room in under an hour. Under an hour. Easy crown molding is perfect for dressing up any room. For apartments where you can't spend a fortune to create a new look, for condos to give it old-world charm, and for any house to add value and class. Look, this is expensive, old-fashioned crown molding. Looks beautiful, right? And here's easy crown molding. Can you tell the difference? No one can.
I mean, look at the seam. The seam is so bad.
It comes in classic white, but it's paintable too. You're only limited by your imagination. Anyone can have the look of a professional decorator at a fraction of the cost.
Do we need to say anything?
So... Okay, so before we just start dunking on this company.
Wait, so now, okay.
No, that is not how you spell extraordinary. That's extra R dinary. Extraordinary. Wait, I didn't notice there was spelling mistakes. So I want to watch the whole thing over again and look for more spelling mistakes.
Okay.
So, impossible to tell which one is which. I mean, one of the fundamental problems with this product in my mind is the way that the seam comes together. Now, I know they're trying to make it simple and have no cuts, and that's their MO, which is, you know, teach their own.
Yeah,
they're trying to make it easy for the DIY guy, right? But if you look at that seam, it is almost fully offset to the right.
What seam?
The seam talking about the corner. Meet, where the corners the miter. Meet. Like, look at how the shadow falls. Look, go to the beginning of the video where it first shows the seams come together. It's one of the most obvious, you know, seams put together. So look at the gap in the seam there. I don't know what it's called. What
in the miter? Inside corner,
top left.
Yeah, top left, where you see a full shadow. Okay, like there's a gap behind it.
That is like the least of the problems.
Look, I agree. It's just, you know, his whole thing of like, look at these two side by side. It's like. Yeah, it's pretty evident which one's which, you know? Also, not to mention...
You don't even know where to start with this, do you?
I don't know, sir.
Not to mention, look at the lineup of these things. Look at the space.
You're just contemplating life right now.
One, what is the squares? What are we doing here?
They're dental, obviously.
They're not dental. Those are squares coming out of your wall.
I don't know what they are, but...
You know what I mean? Like, it's trying to be dental.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I know.
Richard, you don't know. Let me explain. My apprentice talking to...
So, I made this reaction video. I basically did what we're doing right now. I watched it on camera, recorded myself, and said tons of comments about it. And this was like a year ago. Well, you know, now at this time, the owner of this company is like calling me, like stalking me.
What's he saying?
Well, how many times is he calling you?
He called me 12 times.
12?
12. I didn't answer because I have this number I have two numbers. He was calling the one that was like for my old business line, which it works, but no one calls it. And it's on you could see it on my website. But he's calling that number and he's just hounding me, like stalking me.
Like, what do you say?
Like, well, first,
take that down.
We
like,
have the
like,
voicemail.
Screw you. Like,
well, we have the voicemail. The first like six calls, he didn't say anything. He just no voicemail. Then he started acting like a customer. Just to get me on the line. Hey, I got a big project over here.
You're kidding.
No, he's...
Oh, my
I don't know
gosh.
Which one that is, but...
And we may need to make an executive decision to cut these if it's really, you know... Because I don't want to do this guy dirty. I don't want to, like, you know... I know, you know, like Texas is a one-party consent state, so he sent you these voicemails. It's, like, completely on us to do this. But at the same time, like, this dude's just trying to fend for his business, and so I want to... Want to respect that a little bit because, you know, he's trying
I'll be the judge of that.
I just want to be respectful of this guy, but also I understand calling someone 12 times to get something done is, you know, persistent to say the least.
My name is Jim Jensen. This is like my fifth call to you. I don't know if you guys are still in business or working or what, but can't seem to get a call back. I have a couple projects in... and I'm wondering if you guys are interested in doing the work. If not, at least give me the courtesy to give me a call back and tell me you're not interested in doing the job.
He wanted to sneak me into a call. 973-202
Buffalo Boulevard. I don't think there's a Buffalo Boulevard in Texas.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It sounded like maybe it's a real place wherever he is. I don't know.
But it's also, maybe he wants you to make real crown and then compare his to yours.
Well, I have Real Crown all over my channel.
I know.
That's what I don't. You know,
but that's what I'm saying. He might want to do a side by side. He may actually want to make you make some. I don't know. I'm trying to give him every benefit of the doubt possible.
Why are you doing this?
It's uncomfortable. This dude's calling him. I don't know.
This guy
like,
claims to be a master carpenter. He claims, and then he's behind this product. So I'm just like, no, like that doesn't, that math does not add.
Have
up
you talked to him?
No, I text him only. I have text messages with him, which I can read off some of that. All of it. I don't care. I'm an open book.
So, okay, can I hear another myth?
Yeah, let's do this message, this next one.
Yeah, the 1 minute one.
Hi, Richard. This is Jim Jensen with Easy Crown Molding. You made a long comment video on our company. You said you would like to speak to the carpenter if there actually was one. This is about my 12th phone call to you. I'm not sure why you won't give the courtesy to give a call back. I find it a little scummy, which is the words you use to describe my company, by the way. I just think it would be nice if you gave a call back. I would really appreciate you either correcting your statements that you made on your 13-minute comment video about my company or take it down, because all the information you put there is completely false. It's your opinion, and your opinion is wrong on every single point. I find it scummy that you just won't return a phone call. Man up.
Well, I find it. Well, I told him in my. I heard that message. I was like, who's. So I went back and he, you know, I found those other voicemails, but I was like, you just proved you're scummy. You impersonated a client.
Yeah,
you know, like that was scummy to try to get me. That was really weird. I was just like, I don't remember everything I said in the video.
Yeah,
but I stand by it. I know I believe what I said in my video. You know,
so I think the thing that kind of astounds me and makes me sit there and just kind of, you know, I tend to take a while to process stuff. So I'm sitting there going, What? Is I don't find this too much different than other bad. You know, I don't find this different than foam, right? I don't. Why is this different than foam?
Well, he would probably like foam, though.
No, I know. And so, my point is that
we already have said, you know, this stuff is bad, right? That's your.
Yeah,
point.
I mean, it's just we are there. There's. You know, 100 examples of people cheapening craft, okay, mm-hmm. with this kind of thing. That, I mean, it's paper and plastic, it's glue, and it's just, you know,
yeah,
there's nothing real like, there. And so, you know, I think the thing that bothers me most is the, you know, rich, what is it, rich and classy, or what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, rich and elegant.
No, he
and
said
classy, rich, yeah.
rich and classy, right? And so you're clearly, you know, falsifying what you're doing there. And,
oh,
and,
definitely.
And trying to, you know, make this statement and this claim as if you're doing something. Like, I doubt that's his product.
That's right? Not. I think he's just
saying, don't think that's
yeah.
his
and
product.
So so, you know, it's totally a bait and switch. And I don't think we're his target audience. And so I don't think he should really care because
I agree.
You know, it's not like craftsmen are going to use this stuff. And
totally
so
agree.
It's like, you know, dude, I'm talking to my target audience. You go talk to your target audience on, you know, dumb TV, right? I mean, you know, whoever's going to watch that channel, right? That, you know, they're giving to, you know, dishonest preachers, and they're you know, it's just bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at the chandelier in the bathroom, off center with the. I mean,
look,
I
this
think
is
that,
a this
I think
is
that's
a
cut and paste. I don't think that's real.
This is a 3 minute long video. Can we go piece by piece and just, you know, kind of pause and talk about some highlights in this thing? Cause this is, I think there's a lot of information here that we can look at.
It's distressing.
It's stressful
well,
to you.
Let me just read y'all a couple of the thing, my response to him. Cause yeah. I never talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, I missed all 12 of your calls. I don't use this number at all for work anymore. It's an old business line. We only got work for a handful of builders now. I got your voicemail, to be honest. I'm not interested in speaking with you. I stand by everything I said in the video. I don't believe in plastic millwork. We are currently working in a 17,000 square foot house. They would laugh me off the job if I came with 8 foot pieces of plastic. You would be like,
"True,
dude, you're gone. Like, get out of here."
Yeah.
And then I said, as a business owner, you should be able to stomach the fact that you might receive a bad review. Stop harassing me and don't call again.
And?
Yeah, that's valid.
He goes on to say, your video specifically said you would love to talk to the inventor, so I guess I can add that to your list of false statements. And I said, the video is old. Stop thinking about the video. The video is not even getting any viewed anymore. I'm a liar. I just told, like, you know, I guess I lied.
Yeah.
Who cares? I'm some guy on YouTube. Yeah. Like, move on. Then take it down. If somebody put words like that up about your business, I'm sure you would not be happy. And I would love to show you those rooms today. Then he sends me this lady, the video of the lady to me. He got one of his clients to say, look, this guy made a video about me. Respond to him. Tell him how you like your stuff. So this is the video that was sent to me. And there's three videos. I didn't watch all of them. I sent them to Austin. I don't even know what he's saying, but I was just so busy. I'm like, okay, we'll move on. I've got stuff to do. I don't have time to mess with this, you know?
And I think we have an issue of green text to blue text here where it compresses the video files a lot. So there, it may be.
This is his wife, by the way.
He's saying all the rooms from that commercial we just watched are in her house. So they must have just done her house and did the whole commercial there. And then
it's his house.
Yeah.
I would love for him to come to my apartment and take back everything he said. All he has to do is look around. It's gorgeous.
I didn't need to hear that. You know, like, it doesn't change the fact of what I said in my video.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So when you add all that up, it comes out actually to being almost 4 rooms worth of crown molding. I know he says it's totally goofy. I'll show you some real close-ups of this. So this is me now holding the phone inches away from it.
He sent these to you.
These are all to me.
This was put up over 12 years ago now. I think it's about 13 years old.
Are these posted anywhere, or is he just sending them to you?
Is that him?
No, these are all sent to me. That was him. I'm assuming that was him. I've never seen him, and I never watched this video. This was like 3 weeks ago. I just never watched the videos.
Jim here for Easy Crown Molding, and now we're in the room with the coffered ceiling.
You guys could be brothers.
One of the things I wanted to explain to you, and let me flip my phone around here. When you do a coffered ceiling, you're actually doing like 4 rooms of molding.
Oh, this is the intro to the last video.
1 run, 2 runs, 3 runs, 4 runs, 5 runs, 6 runs.
As if you don't know that.
We have 1.
What is that even? Why are you even telling me that? What? Well, here's my thing. What's the material between your plastic crown? What is that? Is it wood? Because then why not just, if you already know how to cut and use wood, then why not just use wood?
Okay, there's two things going on here. One, we've got a guy with from a craftsman's perspective, a joke of a product, right? Mm-hmm,
totally. Just,
you know, what? It would be like if you were building a car, okay, you go to a car manufacturer with paper and you say, this is a car. And look you square in the eye. This is a car. Yeah. And you're like, no, it kind of looks like a car, but it's not a car. No, it's a car. You're like, what? So it's so off base. It's so, you know.
It's not even close.
So one, it's like, I don't even know if we should talk about it because it's so, like, no craftsman would ever consider that.
Totally.
The other piece of it is this social media piece where he is bent out of shape about you posting a video about his product. And he's trying to defend his product, but really he's trying to defend the it to social media. And it's, you know, going,
yes,
going?
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't care about
he
me.
He doesn't care about yeah. you. He wants the video down. And so he's trying so to do everything that more, he can. Yes. So
well,
he
the thing about this, I bet he's not selling much. There's no way.
No.
That's a less than $100,000 your product.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, maybe, I mean, he's not selling anything.
No, and there's I've been doing this for 10 years, been working with DIY people. I've never seen that product.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a funny video someone sent to me. They said, hey, we put this up. There was a comment on there that was funny that was, hey, we put this on our shower in our bathroom and the steam from the shower, it just fell down because the peel and stick just fell down. Can you pull up that comment that, so he, it's a social media thing because
it's a
look at this thing.
I think that's
look
the
at
bigger
this
thing.
Thing. This is on his video.
Love this work like a charm.
Why are you commenting on your own video like you're a customer?
So he's just trying to like put it out there that like
yeah. No, he's
on his own video.
Yeah, no, he
that's like is, me saying almost, love this video. It's
this is
video.
Almost a social media play where he's like, if I could get a thing to go viral, I'd be rich. Right?
Yeah.
But you can't, but I don't even want to sit here and look at it and judge it on its merits of architectural, you know,
beauty. I don't care about architectural stuff. It's just like everything he's saying in this video of like virtually seamless, no more caulking, overlapping section.
But you need
like everything you see, like, look, he needs caulking in the bottom middle picture. There's a shadow line of where there is a gap between the corner seam. There's another shadow line where the corner is on. Like, it's like, this is not working even in your video, which you can make look as good as you want to make. It's so bad.
Where did the video originally air? On YouTube?
Probably.
It seems like a TV spot.
It does seem like a TV spot. Yeah.
Seems like an infomercial, it does. Mm-hmm.
And that scene where that dude's caulking and the cock is just coming out. It's almost like
it's the old infomercial.
Look at that. That is the best picture of the whole video.
I like the one where the guy's
at least it's real
measuring
wood.
The window or measuring the thing with a seamstress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
What are you doing?
Well, then it shows him struggling to put boards
in his
and
car.
I'm like, won't you be struggling with your boards too?
Yeah.
They're the same size. You know, they're vinyl. Are you going to bend them up? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Fold them up and put
but
them in your
thing,
backseat.
This is the thing about his whole thing. This was invented by a master carpenter.
That's what he said.
That's
go
what
to
he
the
said.
Website. Can we go to the website? I'm sorry.
This was invented by a master carpenter. Master carpenter.
For the wall, try to cut those difficult angles, nail up those awkward boards, hide the nail holes with putty, and caulk the seams. Then prime and paint it. It can take forever. Who's got the time? Who's got the tools? Who's got the patience? Why can't beautiful crown molding be easy and affordable? Well, now it is. With the revolutionary
See, he's paid an actor to do that talk over.
Oh, for sure, that narrator.
With the patented easy crown molding in under an hour, you can make an ordinary room.
He definitely says
wait, you keep playing.
It might be on the other video.
Oh, is there another video?
Uh-huh.
Extraordinary. I mean, look at the seam at the top. Look at the seam on the left.
And at a fraction of the cost of old-fashioned crown molding. Watch this. It doesn't matter where. In your house, apartment, or condo. Transforming any room is as easy and fast as peeling the backing from the special 3M tape. Place the piece and push. Each 54 1/4 inch hard shell piece comes with a precision engineered miter cut. You'll never need a saw again. Possible angled cuts. Look at that perfect seam. With absolutely no cutting, inside corners are...
Ew, look at the bottom of it. It's all wavy.
I know.
Where her finger touched across it. Place
and push. Where it moves like paper.
Yeah. It just was like...
Yeah,
all wavy.
No, I know. I noticed that.
Easy crown molding hides all the mistakes. Think of all the time...
Look at how it bends.
You don't have to paint perfectly anymore. Easy crown molding is the
element. I mean, look at that gap.
Plus, easy crown molding is great for hiding those unsightly speaker wires.
Yeah, it's wavy at the bottom.
Yeah.
There it is.
Those unsightly speaker wires, created by a professional master carpenter to take the guesswork out of crown molding. Easy crown molding is made from an incredibly durable, ultra lightweight, hard shell.
Watch how lightly he hits that.
Look, you would be struggling with that.
Hold on, give me a sec. Okay. Yeah. See, sturdy.
Super durable.
Yeah. Master carpenter is crazy. Okay. Here's the website. Okay. So the videos are wild. Go to lip molding. He's made a new product called lip molding, which is LED backed. And look, they've got 6 in stock. I'm sorry, we're not going to buy this for $200.
I would love to know what his sales are. His annual sales are.
If you scroll up, Austin, they have in stock and out of stock, and you scroll down a little. So there's none out of stock, which is telling me that there is. We're not doing great.
Go to room chart.
Room chart's just a show of like how you can put it.
What was that?
Hit that install, the peel and stick. The lip molding one has a lot of the elements of it. Yeah. This is the lip molding. Peel and stick your...
Oh my gosh.
And then...
You don't want to have a techno party in your house?
No. Come on. That's controlled with the Amazon. Alexa. FAQs are hilarious. How do I cut easy crown molding? A common pair of scissors are all you need.
Well, it's
what?
And he said in that in his infomercial, never need a saw again. But in his video he sent to me with the coffered ceiling, you need a saw for that.
Yeah.
If you're gonna make those beams, those aren't easy crown beams. The crown might be
the crown easy is, crown, but the actual carpet.
But it just goes back to if you can already cut wood, why are you using this crap? You know? And you're Brent's just like,
I don't even know what to say. It's just it's I'm kind of more embarrassed for the guy. Just like, yeah, you know,
that's
just,
why I'm down. That's why I'm sad. Like uncomfortable. I don't want to call him out because it's like, dude, this is bad.
But the fact the way he's chasing down Richard makes me think that it isn't even about the product. It's about, you know, someone made fun of him at his country club about his product, and it's a save the face thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird. It's not, he can't be calling you because he believes in this product. He has to be calling you because he's embarrassed by someone's reaction.
I don't know. The last we left off was said, I said, wow, because I found his voicemail where he was impersonating a client trying to get me on the phone. I said, wow, you are scummy. I just listened to your other voicemails and you were posing as a customer. I said, man, you can't make this stuff up. You said you wanted me to do some work, but really you wanted to talk to me about your stupid plastic crown molding. I said, that's it. You've done it now. Now, not only is the original video staying up, but there'll be a follow-up one as well. Nice work. I'm done talking to you. You've called me way too many times. I'm now blocking your number. Any future calls or texts coming to this line from you will not be received. He said something. I read it at the time, but I didn't care. And then I just sent him this screenshot that
blocked.
Yeah.
Like and block contact.
Yeah, just I said like, hey, I blocked you. Like, yeah. Just give up. Like, just stop. And I don't know if I will do another video. I just kind of, I'm just like, what was there more is there to say?
Yeah.
You know, like I said it all in the first one, but I just don't understand. Like if you, it's like you're saying, if you have this product and you know, it's an infomercial, like at 2 a.m., it's not like you're standing behind it saying, this is actually a good thing. Like, I just wish he would acknowledge like, hey, this is a kind of a dumb DIY thing, but I sell it.
Yeah.
You know,
that
would be fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
It still wouldn't change the fact of everything I said. Like, I still think it's like in his video, he says it's goof proof. And I was like, in mine, I'm like, well, you'd want your house to look like any goofball could have put it together.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
also it's goofy.
Yeah. I mean, the way he's chasing you down, the way it's acting like he believes in it. You're just like, well, that can't be it because there's it's
you
so bad.
Believe in this
you
product,
can't
right?
believe in that product. And so it has to be more this social media piece.
Yeah, because he's commenting on his own videos. This is great. Worked like a charm. And like, why would you do that?
That was a funny comment.
Yeah, I would love to freaking see the comments on all of his YouTube videos because they've got to be.
I would love to be sitting in a restaurant next to the table,
yeah,
when he's with his mom explaining about this guy in Texas who's gotten on the who's done this video about this
guys
thing.
Rachel Ray says something
wait,
about
what,
easy crown
wait yes go there
yeah he's got four
if you're
gonna
comment just
channel.
For anyone out there starting out if you're gonna comment you on your own channel make another account to do it with
yeah make an
showing off today.
I'm trying to.
Fantastic.
Last bit of show off right here. I'm all about the stickers today. Now, crown molding is something we all love.
Oh my god.
Stickers as crown molding.
Even she's really surprised. Effective.
It's just a sticker. It's
oh, it even ripped.
It comes with corner pieces. You overlap it easily. This is a weekend project for you, and it's such low cost.
And I mean, crown molding is light. It looks the same.
He had to go to the other end because he ripped
heavy lacquer paint on top of wood. I mean, it looks the same. I would never have known that. Yeah. I didn't know it was a sticker.
And anytime this is your entire construction
ripped
process,
again.
Just
ripped again.
Tape, I say that's a good thing.
I love it.
Anytime this is your entire construction process, that's a good thing. It's like,
and it ripped twice. The easy stick off didn't even peel off.
Well, he got his 1 million views on that. I hope he's happy.
Yeah, there we go.
Social media clout.
This is almost a comment about who we are as a society, more than that, anything about,
yeah,
about
this guy in particular.
Yeah. Wait. Can you scroll down a little further? He did make a second account, because that's Easy Crown Molding. He has his second account. Look.
Oh, it's a comment on his stuff.
Yeah. His videos. Oh, it's the just the one. It's the Rachel Ray full. Oh, my gosh, dude. But there's
why
does Easy.
Why does that one only have 87,000?
He uploaded it.
Because he uploaded it as in his second account. I probably forgot the password or something, but. And then commented on the video.
When are you going to make these pill and stick, Brent, over here?
Yeah. Well, when are you going to make
this
them out
of paper?
This
is hurting his mind.
And then.
I mean, yeah, it's a.
Well, let's go back to your society thing, because I think that's a big problem with this whole thing. Like, I'm with you. I don't think any craftsman would do this at all. You know, like
ever.
It's
any craftsman ever
would never do this.
Ever.
This is a Rachel Ray weekend project.
Yeah,
and if they would just sell it as that, it's more honest than
exactly.
Invented by a master carpenter. Like all this, like. Hold on a sec. No.
Yeah.
So, there's other products out there. Like
when I was first starting my business, I would talk to people, and you can have people, and there are a lot of consulting. I still get emails from people saying, "We'll help you do your videos," and I'm like, "Are you not watching anything that I'm doing?" I mean, like, because I've got, you know.
Professionals,
really. Very. I mean, I've got all kinds of videos out there. Why would you send? So there. One, it says spam email. You know, companies
automated thing,
that, and that want to have a big production company who would come in, shoot your video, give you the models, give you the voiceover. You know, I'll get things from time to time saying you could be on national TV, and so you're like, what is that? And they basically.
That's called a phishing scam, I think.
No, there really are. They really are. You are buying like a minute or 2 minutes on some weird, you know, channel 1,182, but you are getting on national TV.
Yeah.
Who's watching it? Just like who's watching it, and so there are people. It is kind of scammy, but I look at that and I'm watching that guy going, he has to be one of those guys.
I mean, it's one thing, we've already said this, but it's one thing if you're literally saying, hey, I make a buck off this. Like, legitimately, people.
I would, yeah, know. I would have respect for him if he did that.
Yeah.
Because then it's like he's doing this hustle. But in the fact that he's, I hear.
Or that he knows there's a place for it. He goes, look, you're in an apartment, you want to fix it up, but you don't have a lot of time to do it. Throw this together. You know, just throw this up there. This is something that'll make you feel better. And, you know, you're not going to feel bad about leaving it behind when you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what it is, but.
Also, I mean, if, you know, just based off that video, if they learned how to caulk, they wouldn't really need a lot of those things because, and not even just the infomercial
caulking guy. I don't
know
if you could
caulk
it because when they rub their finger across,
well,
it just bends.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, he uses the bathroom as an example.
Oh,
and he's
like,
look at this before and after inside this bathroom. And in the bathroom, the whole wall is like, glug, 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 like just full of caulk. Then he just puts it over. And it's like, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah, it's really sad. It makes me, it's almost more sad than it is anything else.
It is.
It's for him to chase you down like that.
And get his clients or mom or whoever that was to send me personal stuff like, dude, I don't care that much.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
It's not that deep, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I made a video. I stand by what I said in the video and like life goes on, you know?
Yeah. Well, and the fact
know.
That
I feel
like
we're trying to have a conversation about craft up here. And I feel like this guy is so far back here. You're just like, huh, that's interesting. You know, it's just like,
it is that,
you know, it's like, what?
Like, we shouldn't even be spending time talking about this.
I know. This is my idea, by the way. I need to air out this dirty laundry.
You know what I'm saying, though? It's just like, that's so depressing.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
But that's what we're trying to do here, though, is we're trying to elevate that from, I mean, I think it is kind of crucial that we're saying, don't do this kind of thing. Like, don't fall into the gimmick.
Well, but I was saying, That product could be available at Hobby Lobby. Yeah. I mean, he could be doing zillions in this thing and laughing his way to the bank, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason he's coming after you is because he's making so much money at Hobby Lobby. Mm-hmm. And so, you know,
he's not making money at Hobby Lobby.
No, I'm saying he could be making.
If he was, then he's mad at me for trashing it.
That's why he would come after him, because he actually is making a lot of money, because it is available at Hobby Lobby.
I can't get over LED Plus. Like, when is your LED catalog coming out?
So it's just
2025.
I don't see there's any
26. Can't wait.
There's any difference between that and foam, right? This thing that have the outside corners.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Because you can't miter. They give you the outside and the inside corner so you can have a butt joint. And so it's the same thing.
It's the exact same.
Is that common? That was crazy to me.
That is not common at all.
No, the butt or whatever y'all are describing, like where you have the outside cut, inside cut.
I'm not cared to see it.
I'm just saying, like, it did not work. Like,
you're talking about the corner blocks?
Yeah. Well, not the cap corner that he put over it. That one didn't work because you could see the ridges of where it's like. But I'm talking about how it's like a flat against the wall with one, and then the other one is like cut to fit into the
coat joint.
It's like a cope. Video, you know what I'm saying?
A cope. It was like a cope, but it's hard to tell in the video because it just goes, you know? I mean, it was a cope, but it's hard to see the projection of the left side. I can't see it.
I mean,
if it's
really that flat, that's all you're doing with a cope. It could cope in like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just,
I just thought that was.
I bet we could go out there and find five equally bad products as that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we
mm-hmm.
could bring them in here and just start and just have a laugh session about just like, can you believe they're doing this? Can you believe it? Because there are foam moldings that are not meant to be nailed, and you stick glue in the back and put them up. I mean, mm-hmm. that's all he's done.
Yeah, he just added 3M tape to the back.
Just 3M tape.
I mean, he literally. You're seeing 3M all across
the
thing.
You're mostly paying for the 3M tape in that price.
Yeah. Well, you have to think he developed a partnership with 3M to.
I don't think 3M is in on it. I think 3M would be like,
just we're going and look, barely damaged it.
3M are geniuses.
In the world,
the people at 3M are.
Apparently, they're having a tough time.
They're not with him.
They haven't had a good product.
Yeah, they haven't sold a.
Well, all the sanding stuff they make and all the protection stuff they make, like, they're awesome.
I just thought they were the tape brand.
There was a recent article in
the Times,
Wall Street Journal,
the Journal
about. You say it with a low, sexy voice.
The Journal.
That 3M is having. They used to be a company of innovation, but they haven't really had
innovation. I'm living in the past.
Soon enough,
I'm still impressed by Bondo.
Yeah,
made Bondo
and then 1M
and Post-its,
and now they're doing Easy Crown. I guess it's all downhill from here.
It is all downhill.
Sorry, I wasn't able to take this conversation in the direction you wanted.
I
think your giggles were enough.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy because I'm like, something's going on. He's hurting. With calling a guy 12 times is insane. Well,
and he said it. He said, this is my 12th call to you. It's like,
dude, it's like, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested.
Cause I mean, what are you hoping to gain? Like, after your 12th call with someone, are you going to have like I saw your video. I'd really appreciate it if you took it down, or like, what? No, you're not going to have a conversation like that.
Yeah, happened. Something happened. I swear to you, he was on a date with a girl and he was.
You're the 3M guy. You're the peel and stick guy? You're Easy Crown Molding.
You were
in
Richard's video?
You were on Rachel Ray, right? Oh, I did. I mean,
something
my heart,
happened.
My heart hurts
because
that guy.
It was a year ago.
His video is 9 years old.
What?
Yeah, his
video was 9 years old by him.
Mm-hmm.
The Rancho thing was 12 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He hasn't done any.
Yeah, he's riding the high. Hey, man, maybe that's his retirement fund, you know? Maybe he's...
And that could be. And like you
Did
said.
You guys ever see the movie Spinal Tap?
Yeah.
No. Oh, is that the 11?
You haven't watched any. Yes, that's the 11.
This one goes to 11.
So okay. Spinal Tap is the, for those of you who haven't seen it, it basically it's a mockumentary, okay? So it's document, it's mocking
it's
these
guys. It's a joke
guys.
Mockumentary.
And, about this rock and roll band called Spinal Tap, okay? Which is a great name for a rock band, by the way.
They have like seven drummers who die. Yeah, it's like...
And so they have all these classic rock and roll stories,
tropes,
right?
Yeah.
And so
the girlfriend.
The girlfriend, the crazy girlfriend, the ones girlfriends who's in charge.
It breaks up the band. And,
yeah, so they go on this trajectory, right? And you catch them kind of at the tail end of a good career, and they're kind of going down. And the girl, they fire the manager. The girlfriend's now in charge. They're at Six Flags, basically, and they're they're opening for the Muppets. Okay, and they get there, and the girlfriend looks at it and goes, "We are supposed to be above the Muppets." And it basically, our name was supposed to be in front of
the higher than the Muppets.
On the marquee. And so,
which is such a funny joke because it's like, really? We're going to argue about
and then the whole thing.
Whose name's above the Muppets
the whole
at Six
thing,
Flags?
Yeah. If you're at Six Flags at the Muppet show, you're not arguing about whose name is higher than the other.
Does it? No one cares.
And so, but basically, that's what this guy, that's 9 or 12 years old. He's the manager calling the Muppet person who put it up there and said, "Wait, you can't do that." That's what that is.
That is a perfect analogy.
I mean, that really is. You're just like,
so he's
what
basically
are you doing?
Calling me saying we're above the Muppets.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
No one cares.
Exactly. You're sitting there going, "I don't what? Who?" And he's like, No, this is you gotta fix this. the scene. Oh my gosh! YouTube is
so
the internet's good. The greatest thing ever.
That's a perfect, perfect analogy.
So it's
over.
It's over. It's done. You know, you're in the toilet, and you're you know,
Hey, it's capitalist society. If you're selling it, good for you. We're not interested. Is basically what I was saying as a true craftsman. That was pretty much my statement.
Yeah, it's well said. Well said.
Hopefully, we're trying to take, you know, craftsmanship here. And this guy is, you know, he's at Hobby Lobby. I mean, that's what that is. That's what that product is. We don't expect to sell trim to Hobby Lobby people because those people are, you know, they're putting, you know.
PVC pipe in a shovel holder.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Got to cut it at an angle, though.
Well, that's only so you can fit your screw in. You know.
Well, nobody walks into that plastic crown molding room and goes like, "Whoa, this is that doesn't happen."
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter what she says about her apartment.
Yeah. Even his side by side of like, look at this. This is regular crown molding. This is not. Is like 30 feet back. It's like.
Yeah, I think that was actually the same picture.
It was 100% not because the shadows were terrible.
The wall looked the exact same.
At the end where you said,
this
looks great. And this is the exact
I'll
same
show
thing.
You. It's from 30 feet back, but there's off shadows on the one because you can see where the seam lines up. That's my whole thing. It's like
not that back picture of the thing I'm thinking of. But anyway.
Hey, you're just proving his point that he hears you say that. He's like, yeah, exactly. They're the same thing.
No, he's saying they're both plastic.
I'm saying it's the same picture.
I know you're saying it's the same picture. That's what he's hoping you would say.
I think that's the exact same picture.
It's not.
Look at that wall, though. It's the exact same shadow.
I think the top one is better than the bottom one.
Better how?
Because it's actually, like, look where the miter joint hits. It actually lines up with the line. The other one is where the miter joint hits. It is off to the right of where the line is.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I can stand up and show you. Sorry.
I'm just telling you, they took the exact same picture, changed the shading a little bit, and then it's the exact same picture.
See what I mean? See how that's straighter on. Then he doesn't do the same close-up for non-traditional crown molding. He does a further back picture into a smaller picture of the other one. I'm just telling you, it's lined up.
So sorry to take you into the gutter on this episode.
This is really a low point for us.
This was, you know, this was our low point.
This was our plastic crown molding.
If all he was episode. Trying to do is drag us into the gutter, he succeeded.
Well, this is us putting. This is us on the sign below the puppet show.
Yeah,
we're
the puppet show. All right, thank you guys for watching this episode of Passion for Craft Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Sorry about this one.
Send us any funny videos.